WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to things you don't really want to do? Like a human yes machine, running on empty. Well, guess what? You're not alone. It's one of the biggest struggles I see people facing, and it often sneaks up on us. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries in your personal life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think boundaries sound so serious, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a hermit or building walls around yourself. It's about creating a space where you feel safe, respected, and energized, a space that allows you to truly thrive. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences in our lives. They help us define who we are, what we value, and what we're willing to tolerate. When we have healthy boundaries, we protect our energy, time, and emotional well-being. Without them, we can end up feeling drained, resentful, and disconnected from ourselves. So how do we actually build these fences? Here are five key takeaways that will help you start setting healthier boundaries today. 1. Know yourself. This is the foundation, people. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your own needs, values, and limits. What energizes you? What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Take some time for self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, or simply spending time in nature can help you get in touch with your inner voice. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, it's time to speak up. But remember, clear communication isn't about being aggressive, it's about being assertive and respectful. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Would you mind letting me finish my thought?" 3. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by setting small boundaries in low-stakes situations. Say no to that extra commitment if you're already feeling stretched thin. Decline an invitation if you need some time alone. These tiny victories will build your confidence and make it easier to set bigger boundaries down the line. 4. Be consistent. This is where it gets real, folks. The key to successful boundary setting is consistency. Don't give in just because someone pressures you or guilt trips you. Remember, you have the right to protect your well-being, and true friends and family will respect your boundaries. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. When we prioritize our own needs, we have more energy, focus, and compassion to give to others. So make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in the park, or simply spending some quiet time alone. You know that feeling when you finally say no to something you didn't really want to do, and a wave of relief washes over you. That's the magic of setting boundaries. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Let's say your friend constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems, leaving you feeling drained and exhausted. Instead of saying yes every time, try gently explaining that you care about them, but need some quiet time in the evenings. Suggest setting aside a specific time to chat during a day when you can both be fully present and engaged. Remember, it's not about avoiding your friends or shutting them out. It's about creating a healthy balance where everyone feels respected and supported. By setting clear boundaries, you create space for authentic connections and allow yourself to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So, my fellow boundary setters, take these 5 takeaways with you today. Know yourself, communicate clearly, start small, be consistent, and prioritize self-care. Your well-being is worth it. And don't forget, this isn't a solo journey. Share your experiences, challenges, and triumphs in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep hustling, keep growing, and keep setting those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.